USA Radio News.
Stimulus checks on the way. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing what will mostly be $1,400 checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. The bill criticized by Republicans as a liberal wish list. President Biden saying Friday this bill can show government at its best.
It's really critical to demonstrate, not Democrat, Republican, it's critical to demonstrate that government can function and deliver prosperity, security, and opportunity for the people in this country.
You could find your stimulus money in your bank account as soon as this weekend. You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month, over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week, and schools will welcome back more students. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Some European countries dealing with a third wave of the coronavirus. Italy to impose more restrictions on Monday and a national lockdown in the works for Easter weekend. Germany reporting a sudden spike in cases among children. Poland reporting 19,000 more cases Friday, its highest daily total in 4 months. COVID deaths spiking in Brazil. On back-to-back days this week, the country records over 2,200 deaths for the first time ever. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the FDA warning of false positives with COVID testing. Jeremy Scott has more.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COVID test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Minneapolis agrees to pay $27 million to settle the George Floyd family lawsuit. Tim Berg has the reaction from Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rochester, New York officials facing criticism over the death of a black man while he was restrained by police. An independent report released Friday finds the mayor and former police chief knowingly suppressed information about the death of Daniel Prude and made false statements. Democrats in New York continue to turn up the heat on Governor Andrew Cuomo. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand Friday calling on Cuomo to resign. In a joint statement, they say due to the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people. Cuomo, though, continues to deny the allegations.
I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Cuomo now facing sexual harassment allegations from 7 women. Reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward in New York Magazine on Friday. She claims Cuomo repeatedly touched her 7 years ago while she was in her mid-20s and working as a state house reporter. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.